Should be good now. Yeah, let me check too. Should be on my business page. Yeah, we're on there now. So cool. Awesome. It's just AJ Rivera. It's a picture of me like making a bicep. Yeah. It's an old picture. It's like a bad picture. I need to, like, I've had nice pictures done. I need to throw those up there. Look at you. You're like, yeah, man. there you go. For those of you guys just tuning in, thanks for jumping on here. I got Darren Casey in the house. He's here flexing his massive pipes, ready to drop some online coaching knowledge with us. Darren, if you don't know Darren, you're probably not that intelligent of a person, but no, but you know him now, and so you'll get more intelligent. Darren has done, and I'll have him qualify himself in a minute here, but he's done everything from coaching, online training, business coaching for people. He's the creator of Fit Entrepreneur Magazine. Which if you don't read that magazine, again, you're missing out. Highly recommend it. I've actually been a fan of Darren's for a long time, even before he knew who I was. So yeah, we got him in the house here. We're gonna get started in a minute. Darren, I don't know if you want to say what's up or anything like that. I'm gonna go ahead and switch it over to you, bro. Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm always just trying to, because I understand people, so they're just not going to vibe with me, right? I'm not as swole as Darren. Maybe you want somebody who's swole to help you out, or you want to see people who've actually done it themselves. And so having, you know, one of the top people in the world on here is going to add massive value to my life. So I would say, I would think it would help anybody who watches my show or follows my stuff here. So we're going to get started in just about 10 seconds. We're going to cue some intros up. Oh my goodness, we got a bunch of likes. Thank you on there. You can't hear Darren yet. Let me make sure his sound is on. All right, now his sound, your sound should be good. Thank you for letting me know, Stephanie and Jay. And awesome. So welcome to AJTV, the worst name show on the internet, where we interview top level entrepreneurs, fit pros, authors, marketers, all types of people, and dig out their ninja secrets and share it with you guys and with me, also. So this is episode 12 with Darren Casey. Let's go ahead and cue some intro. Good idea.
Yeah, man. So there we go. I'm just checking that you guys can hear me okay this time. Just let us know in the comments if you can hear me okay now.
I think they can hear you now. So.
Okay.
Awesome. Welcome to episode 12 of AJTV. I am AJ. Pretty obviously. Today we interview high-end sales fitness pro Darren Casey. Darren Casey is in the house. They say they can all hear you, Darren. What is up, Darren? Thank you for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to be here. Add some value to a congruent space that you've greatly created. So, yeah, pleasure to be here. Excited to add some value.
Absolutely. This is going to be a huge value for me, just having you on here. For a while, it's been kind of a goal of mine to talk to you. You don't know that about me. It's pretty awesome that we're here talking here. So awesome. Darren, for people who aren't, you know, up on the times and maybe aren't sure who you are, can you qualify yourself really quick, kind of tell people what your deal is?
Yeah. So I kind of have done it all, really, in the world of fitness space. So I was the guy in the fitness, in the high-end health club, kind of building my personal in-person business, paying rent and building my in-person business and busting my ass like a lot of people are still doing there, right? So did that for 9 years, started my business when I was like 20, 21, and I've never had a job since, right? So I'm 34 now, I'm proudly unemployable. So I went through all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's where I learned. That's where I fine-tuned my craft and honed in my skills and really got to really understand what it took to become not just a great trainer, but become a great coach and to help people implement everything that was going to be aligned with giving them the outcomes that they want. So from there, kind of wanted to get my freedom back and get some more time back. So I went out to the States quite a bit, paid a lot of people a bunch of money, set up boot camp. So I set up boot camp business. and I positioned it as semi-private training. So I set up six location boot camp business there, and I was running that for a couple of years, thinking, man, I'm just doing well in terms of, you know, I'm busy, but I was very poor in terms of my quality of life. So I was like, what am I doing here, man? This isn't aligned with what was making me feel fulfilled. So then I looked at how to take my business online. So that took me about 3 years to master that. And well, not really master it. I was messing around for a few years, to be honest. And then all of a sudden I started to really, you know, pull all these things together, and I launched my online coaching business, high-end coaching business. And I started that off at £1,000 a month, which was then about £1,400 a month for my 12-week program. Between then and now, I just kind of learned how to deliver more value and to market myself better and to deliver value that was worthy of what my fees were demanding. So yeah, it's £12,000 for 12 weeks of my coaching program, which takes 30 minutes a week to run.
That's amazing. And I think that's, you know, for me, it's amazing. I obviously know, and I understand the value of working like with different coaches, and that's why it's, you know, it kind of shortcuts what you're doing. What do you think, and I'm asking selfishly, but also because a lot of the people watching are probably wondering, like, what do you think the biggest, like, mistakes are that you made it take 3 years versus taking like 8 weeks or 6 months even or whatever to launching that business? Like, so many people are trying to do what you do so successfully right now, and so, like, what are the most common mistakes maybe you made and you keep seeing other people make as well?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a very, very deep area, and it's relative to where the mindsets are and the current capacity of the trainer becoming a great coach. So we've got various facets of this. So from the first angle, we've got to look at, in terms of the skill sets, where are we in terms of the capacity to deliver value? So a lot of people want to skip those steps, right? They want to kind of be the new guy on the block, and they just want to skip the, you know, the phases of developing their skill sets and go straight to selling the $1,000+ packages that they don't feel confident in delivering the value. Right. So then there's a lot of incongruency there with being confident at selling and being confident at saying no to people who are not a good fit because they're trying to make the money, right? So that's one of the quick answers I can give, which is don't be afraid of taking your time and becoming very, very good and becoming a master at something. If you're not going to be putting in the work to become a master at something, then you're going to get inconsistency in your results because you're not able to build momentum with your reputation, your positioning, and the outcomes that you're going to deliver, which ultimately become your marketing tools. So there's a few quick areas of impact I can give right away. And then secondly, it comes down to the level of personal development and awareness in the marketplace and how you can adapt quickly to keep up with that, because the online world, it's an acceleration environment. Everything is growing so quick, right? So what was working great 12 months ago doesn't really work as well anymore, and vice versa. So we have to accept that we have to stay ahead of the learning curve of what's going on. And that doesn't necessarily mean you need to know what, you know, each of us doing. You know, you're focused on your thing, right, AJ? I'm focused on my thing. Right. And there's no such thing as competition. I'm sure I could give you some value, you could give me some value, and we help each other win. So it's helping each other win, helping each other. It's giving yourself the confidence to help your peers grow. And that in turn helps you grow. So there's a few things there. Don't know if we went on a subject there, but there's a few things there that people are a bit scared of. Yeah. Becoming a master and gaining support from their peers, really.
Totally. I 100% agree. I think it's like, you know, it's the difference between people kind of in something for the money grab, right? Whether it's like online personal training or online coaching of any sort, like you have these people who are just trying to hide and like just make their money and run. And you have other people who are like, no, I really believe in what I'm doing. I want to build something that lasts. So I've found the more, and I haven't been in this that long, but even in a short time, all the bigger players like you, you know, I think of Brian Lee, I think of, you know, AJ Mirzad, right? We're all like friends, right? We all talk to each other. We share what's working. Like I say this pretty often, AJ Mirzad, I talk to him almost like, you know, once or twice a month, just, and we just kind of say, hey, this is what I did that's working. What are you doing? And, you know, yeah. I think we're stronger together. And if the purpose is to serve, other people, then why on earth wouldn't we try to share? Totally. And I think that's awesome. How did you end up? So like you know, you're the busy guys transformation coach, right? That's your tagline. That's your thing. How did you end up choosing that niche? And cause a lot of people I think would find that niche very challenging. So how did you end up, you know, in there? How did you establish yourself as the expert and position yourself, and how were you able, I guess, ultimately to get clients into your program?
Yeah. It's a great question. Really, I just had to really wind back and align and ask myself some questions which aligned me to be creating a business that was going to be fulfilling and exciting and fun and not just exchanging dollars for sessions or dollars for coaching. So I was looking at my current existing client base, and I was looking at, number one, who was I getting the best results with? Number two, who did I enjoy working the most with? And number three, who was paying me the most money? So I looked at those areas. Then I asked myself, if I only could work with that demographic, that niche for the next 10 years, would that be a great thing? Would I feel excited about that? And I was like, yeah, these are my best clients. These pay advanced, they pay me in packages up front. There's no messing around. There's no canceled sessions or not following through. They invested, they was aligned with my values, and they was great people to be around. And these were business people. These are the business guys. And then I looked at, who do I not enjoy working with? Who lets me down? Who's a pain in the ass? Who takes my energy? Who do I look in my calendar and go, oh man, I've got this person in today, and I've, you know, being incongruent and taking the money because, you know, people are throwing money at you or whatever. So then I said, right, this is who I'm not going to work with. This is who I'm going to say no to. And then I created a program, what I call my signature program, looking at the lifestyle of my audience, which is busy entrepreneurs. And I customized, well, I took the big golden nuggets out of what was working best for them. And I customized my program to ensure it was aligned with my avatar's biggest pain points and biggest lifestyle factors. So there's no use in me, for example, getting my busy guys, busy entrepreneurs onto some bodybuilding split routine, which takes them 60 plus 90 minutes, right?
Right.
Because these guys are busy. They want to get in, they want to get out. So I created a 12 to 20 minute workout protocol that they could hit with high levels of implementation. Same with their nutrition, same with how we structured their intermittent fasting protocols, integrated green smoothies, just so we could generate high levels of implementation without much cognitive overload, without them having to think too much. So these were some of the initial areas of impact of my program, which really ensured that the guys I worked with could implement the process to a high level and get great results. So that was really where I decided or figured out who I was going to work with pretty quickly.
That's awesome. You know, it's interesting too, because like your language, like you really understand your market, because even me just listening to what you're saying, right? I'm a busy man. I'm an entrepreneur, right? And I'm like, I've just started doing like two smoothies a day for meals. I've just started doing like a 20 minute workout, and literally 20 minutes. It's funny that you said this, because I was like, I was so used to doing like these hour long kind of like powerlifting routines, you know, to outweigh my tininess. Yeah. And so I don't have the time to do that anymore. So it's so funny that you said literally all the things we just implemented. So
yeah, there we go, man. I think it's an important message, because I think we have to really understand the lifestyle of the people who we're going to work with, and then also their preferences, and then also what was the last thing? And then also, yeah, understanding how they want to absorb information. So, you know, like you just said there, if I signed you up as a client and you had all these 60 plus minute training sessions and this nutrition plan, which was six meals a day, after 2 weeks, I probably wouldn't see you for a few weeks. And then you come back and feel guilty, and then tell people the program doesn't work and there'll be refunds. And man, I lose out on getting access to celebrate your win, right? So
right. And ultimately, it pushes me, if further from my goal, because now not only did I not get the result, not because of you, because of myself, but like now I'm more afraid to invest in things because I associate it with failure. So yeah, no, 100%, dude, I agree. So awesome. Like, what do you think is, and guys, if you're, I mean, there's a good amount of you watching, go ahead and leave some comments, if questions in the comments, if you have some for Darren. But like, what do you think is, I see so many people who are in personal training or trying to get into online, they all jump after what they think is the easy markets, right? What would you say, I suppose, to those people to help shake them out of thinking, oh, you know, moms in their 40s are the easiest people to target, and like, there's just some people who just don't, refuse to believe it. I guess, how would you tell them or explain to them that, listen, there's other ways to do it, and here's how. I mean, do you have any case studies? I mean, you're a case study, but I suppose with any of your clients, have you seen that?
You know, it's a great question because there's a lot of confusion in what routes to take to access results in terms of looking for the easy, quick fix, right? So like we had a quick chat before we came on, a lot of trainers, a lot of personal trainers and coaching, you know, guys and girls, they're kind of becoming the diet fad clients of their fitness business. They're looking for the quick fix for the business, mm-hmm. looking for the quick fix of the sales, they're looking for the sales strategy, they're looking for the funnel. And it's like, what the hell is your offer? How are you emotionally connecting with your prospects in a way which they understand that you can help them very, very quick, and mm-hmm. that you can gain their trust very, very fast because they understand you, they understand what you do. And they know that, you know, like my program is no good for guys who want to gain 20 pounds, right, and become a strong man. It's no good for women. Yeah, it's no good for women who want to take care of the hormones and, you know, before the menopause and take care of that area of their life. They know pretty quick, no, that guy's not for me. So rather than looking at the easy, you know, the wealthy guys in the entrepreneur space, which are the hardest guys to attract, because these guys don't trust you unless you're charging a lot of money. So how can you get confident enough to charge a lot of money?
Yeah.
And then secondly, who do you really enjoy working with, and who can you serve the best? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to start coaching these people. You're going to have to start delivering the value that you're, you know, demanding. So how can you justify that? So they're the questions that I would look at. Number one is, how can you wake up feeling fulfilled that the people you're going to work with, you're going to enjoy, and also that you can deliver the value that you're going to demand? So they're the two areas, and that comes real full circle through understanding what you want out of life, what you want your day to look like, and how competent you are at delivering results. And that is a big area to look at. It's hard for me to give you a quick overview of that, but it's a very, very deep subject. It's a very deep subject to figuring out who you want to work with, you know, for the next few years.
No, yeah, I agree. I think it is a more complex subject than we could maybe, I mean, we could probably spend, you know, the whole hour here just talking about that. And I don't know how much, I mean, I think we touched on it a little bit enough, but I more wanted my audience to see that here's, you know, an industry leader who's doing this day in and day out. And yes, it is possible. And yes, you do really need to think about who you want to work with. And it's not about having one funnel, right? I think we've become addicted because of all these digital marketers, which digital marketers are fine people, everything's fine, right? But that they're like, oh, all you need is one funnel and one sales script, and you'll just make, you know, you'll just push a button and make money. And we've almost taken it for granted, you know, the old school methods of generating lead, of audience building, of actually building a relationship, of building a relationship with your list, you know, putting out content, like quality content, not content that's like click here to apply all the time. Right. And I think we're kind of going back to that because of the oversaturation of like Facebook ads and things like
that. It's such a great point because, you know, when we're consuming the quick fix, right, the sales scripts, the funnels and all this, everybody's missing out on what the big picture is. And it's, well, why are you trying to rely on that stuff? Have you not got these skill sets to deliver value and to build relationships?
Yeah.
So you're trying to compensate by blowing money on the hustle and all this stuff that doesn't really give you momentum. It just works for a few weeks. You might generate a few sales, you celebrate, but you don't really know how it's worked. So you go, fuck, this is not working anymore. What's the next guy doing? Oh man, this email thing is not working anymore. What's the next thing? And before you know it, everybody's lost and they're slagging off all these mentors because, yeah, they are selling, you know, polished turds, a lot of them. But at the end of the day, the accountability is down to you, because if you're buying into programs because you don't know what the hell you're doing right, then you need to take a step back and say, right, I need to become competent at learning what a marketing funnel looks like. I need to become competent in marketing myself. I need to become competent at looking at what kind of business I want. And then you can start to find people who can give you some support with that. But man, it is a fucking dirty world out there. So I do feel frustrated for a lot of people.
Yes, no, I 100% agree with you. And I think a lot of times too, it does come down to confidence in your own program. Like they're so worried about, I was talking to Scott Oldford about that, and people are so worried about leads and sales, they forget about the other two more important, almost more important, slight part of their business, which is authority and awareness. Like they just kind of ignore that. They're like, who cares if people know who I am if I have money today? When you should be thinking, like, do you really believe in your business? Like, do you want your business to last forever, like, or as long as possible, or are you just trying to make money for the next 12 months and then you're like, well, I'll just jump ship and do the next thing? And so being properly aligned and knowing what you really want to do and being honest with yourself is going to really, I think, help that. And I admire you for saying that. Yeah, thank you. Cool. All right, so talking about funnels or lead gen, let's talk about a little bit about lead gen. We don't have to get too much into it because I know we're basically just bashing it, right? But what do you think is working? Like, not what do you think, what do you know is working right now for lead generation in terms of building your list up and kind of, I guess, what's your strategy or method that you've been using to, I mean, you have such brand awareness now that I'm sure you just get organics all the time, but I suppose, do you have something like that you're using right now as your main lead generation method, or is it all organic?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we've got to look at the curve on your journey around where you're at. So when you're first starting off and you want to create some initial impact, we have to look at what we're exchanging to get that impact. So initially, you might have to put in more, you know, front end effort, which is going to give you a slightly faster initial return, but then you're missing out on gaining, you know, the congruent return. So that's where things like funnels and things, you don't want to spend too much funnels. And with marketing, before you've got your offer, very, very strong offer out in the marketplace, a really, really clear, congruent message, and you're delivering very, very high value and specific content, that's really where you're going to gain trust very, very quickly. And if you're not lazy and you've got the discipline to do that several times per day, you're not just giving up after a week because you've not made a sale, give yourself 30 to 60 days to really get competent at delivering your message with clarity. And not talking about, you know, meal prepping and, you know, grams of rice, grams of protein and all the crap that everybody's talking about. You know, if you're talking about how to improve people's sex life, you're talking about how to help people gain more energy with, you know, helping them to wake up earlier so they actually have got more energy to have valuable relationships with the children, and how all this area of their life really is going to benefit by having you in their environment. This is where people are going to start to take notice. So firstly, you've got to provide an immense amount of highly relevant content that emotionally resonates with your audience. And then from there, you'll start to get people in your space. And that's where you can begin the relationship building process. So these are the, you know, the funnels of building relationships and having human connections, right, with real people. And then from there, you're going to start to get people absorbing your contents, whether that's free downloads, free video series, so you can capture the data and then start to automate the indoctrination process where you can introduce you to them. You can give them more value and give them the opportunity to solve one of these problems and be very, you know, harsh, depending on your demographic, be very harsh with helping them see how this is affecting them so they can become honest with themselves and then be honest about what level of their commitment they're at to do something about it. So when you can speak in honest, truthful language to your potential prospects, they will see very quickly that you're there to help them access this desirable place. And they're going to start to be, their value of you or their value of your program is going to start to gain more perception of value. And then once you start to learn what's working, where are these people coming from? Who are these people? We can then find more of them. We can then start to leverage your time better, automate a lot of that, start to then spend money on finding more of those people who have already been buying your programs, who are highly likely to engage with you and go through a client cycle. It might be a few weeks, it might be a year before they become a client. So it's a huge area that one, and it's changing all the time. So we're doing a lot of different tests right now. And that what I've just said might even change over the next 3 months. And it depends on where you're at. So that's how I started everything off, but I don't do any of that now because I want all of that automating. My job now is to just digitize the whole of my program so I never have to run that again, ever. So it can pay me 3 years from now. So
right,
digital kind of asset building is the next phase of my business. So I hope that's been helpful to a degree there.
Dude, that's super helpful. Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing advice. It's helpful for me as somebody who's, I've been really hitting content myself hard, as you've noticed, in maybe the past 3 months. And it's one of these long game things. It's hard because you're like, yep, things change so quickly, right? So you want to stay committed, but at the same time, you're like, am I throwing my eggs in the wrong basket here? You know, like I throw eggs in a couple different baskets, but I'm like, should I be putting them all over here? Like, what am I doing? So it's very reaffirming for me to have somebody who's been doing it for a while tell me, basically, not indirectly tell me I'm doing everything okay. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And you gotta use your common sense, right? You gotta know that you're always gonna be juicing content. So let's not just focus on that exclusively. Maybe you're running group trainings for people. Maybe you're running webinars. Maybe you've got somebody, you know, helping you spend $5 a day just finding people to get them into your environment. So yeah, it is a very strategic approach. And depending on your price points, like that works well for me because my price points are high, so it's worth the initial investment in time. But if your prices are low, then that might not be a good place to start off. You know, you might want to start off with challenges. You might want to start off with other things.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, me and you and I would both agree that you tend to get better clients and you tend to get better results the bigger the investment, at least in my experience, because I kind of sold the whole range when I was a trainer. I sold the low-end boot camps. I actually sold like a low-end like dance fitness a long time ago. Oh man, that was so long ago. And I went all the way to the high-end training, and even now my coaching is a huge investment as yours is, but it's you get clients who actually believe in themselves and are shifting their mindset into, okay, what am, you know, I'm going to. It's almost like an abundance mindset. Yeah, like, yes, this energy, this money, whatever you want to call it, resources, is going out, but it's going to come back that much more because I'm accepting that it's going to come back to me. So, I'm a bigger fan of working with fewer people and charging a higher ticket, as I'm certain you are as well. I had a question about content creation. Now, I've talked to a lot of different people who are great at creating content, and I kind of get two different schools of thought. And so I was wondering which one works for you or if it's a combination. I've had people who either like sit down and map out all their content, and like they're like, this is what I'm going to talk about for the next, you know, 3 months or month or 2 months or whatever. And then I have other people who they really believe in just either meditating or praying or stillness and letting what their content is supposed to be kind of flow out of them. What have you found works the best for you and or your clients?
Great question. So the way that I like to do it is we create a method called the social media attraction method, and it's initially to help you find your voice. So I had to learn this stuff myself because people weren't really giving me anything that I could, you know, visually see and then go and plug in and then track what was going on and then do more of it, right? So that's the way that I like to do things rather than doing this randomized approach and maybe get a few wings, but I don't know where it's coming from or I don't understand why something's not working. So the way that I do, I don't do as much as it right now because we're working on other projects. But if you look at my timeline, say 3 months, 4 months ago, plus and beyond, you'll see that all of my content is really designed to produce impact for my avatar. So initially it would be a 30-day social media posting schedule. And it's all designed and planned out around my prospect's main pain and pleasure points, which we understand them better than they are willing to admit themselves at that critical level, right? So some of them will be quite impactful in terms of the pain that they're in, how we can move them away from that pain, how we can give them access to their desires, their pleasures, and how that will benefit their lives. And then every now, maybe every 5 or 6 days, we give them something that will sting, to make them go, wow, this is quite offensive. What's this guy? And then they'll start absorbing the content. And maybe I've got sales from one post who people have paid me 12 grand and they've just said, Darren, that guy you just described there was me. I want to send you some cash. Just let's get started. I've been looking at your stuff for a few months.
Yeah.
And that post about my wife never wanting to have sex with me. That's me. I don't want that to happen anymore. What do I do? So once you've found your voice, once you've actually gained the discipline for 30 days to post 60 posts, at least 60 posts around those things. Now there's a big strategy around that and where you want to take these people from Facebook to your content. Without being, in a sales way, you basically want to give them some more value, right? So
right.
Once you've actually started to understand your voice, bringing your personality and the way that you kind of see the world and your values into that marketplace and into that world, you can then start to do that on autopilot. So it might be that you've done that for a few months, you've started to see patterns of things that are working for you, and then maybe you'll just be driving and you'll just think something will come up and you might just want to pull over and write about it, and it goes, and then you just get competent at delivering highly relevant content over time. So that's the way that I do things. That's the way that's worked for me. I'm not very disciplined at scheduling anything out more than 30 days at a time, but I found after that time then I can produce things, and I've got, after 30 days I've got some good feedback on what's working, so I can produce more of what's working.
Awesome, dude. That's super helpful. Super good advice, man. Because it's hard when you start with the content. Like, it's really difficult to, because especially when like nobody's watching, nobody likes, nobody comments when you start. So like, it's the funniest people when people start. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. People are watching. People are watching us do this now, and we'll probably never even know that they're watching this right now. But right. Maybe a year down the line, you'll see somebody and they'll say, "Hey, I saw you with that interview with that Darren guy. What a great job. I want to learn more about what you did." And this is the thing, like, we might, just because we've not got a like, maybe you're talking about something that people don't want to like about, right? That they're not having sex with the wife, or that they haven't got any to play with the kids and they're a terrible dad right now because they're burnt out. They might not like that stuff, but they'll be consuming it.
They'll pay attention. I found too, it really helps with people are so skeptical nowadays that guaranteed, if they haven't already, somebody's already Googled. From your audience, they probably Googled me. And from my audience, they probably Googled you. Is Darren Casey real, or is he just AJ's cousin or something? And they're going to see all this stuff that you put out there. And so it really builds a lot of trust. And they're like, oh, this is like a legitimate professional. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. So I think we underestimate that even just that content existing helps qualify you as a coach or trainer or anything, really, in any business. So I've found that happens to me. People, they kind of Google me because I look like I'm 16, and they're like, oh, he's been in some places. Oh, you talked to Darren, and I like Darren. Darren's trustworthy. So, that would be my counsel to anybody thinking about putting content out there and feeling like they're not being watched. People will watch it, even if it's not today. So, awesome. Yeah, cool, man. So, I guess last question I had, unless you guys have questions and want to throw it into the chat really quick. Right now, if I want to start building an online training business, what like bullet points, what should I be doing?
Okay. Number one, you're not going to be able to do it yourself.
That's love it.
You're not going to be able to do it yourself. It's like anything. The more support you get, the more success or rate of success you're going to have. So you want to start an online coaching business. Don't call it an online coaching business.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or an online coach or an online trainer. And the reason is because the perception of what an online coach is, we have certain language associations, what the marketplace believes something is, what we believe something is. It's like the word bootcamp. People believe the bootcamp is worth 20 bucks a month now, or whatever it is, right? So you're never going to sell beyond what the marketplace mental attachment to a word is. So if you're calling yourself an online trainer, what have people done with the word online trainer? You can't afford my personal training rates. Cool, okay, go on my online program, it's cheaper. So that's the language. That's the language that a lot of people in the online coaching world are struggling to raise the value in their programs because they call themselves a low perceived value commodity, if you like. Next,
right.
You're not going to do it yourself. Stop calling yourself an online trainer. Become good at something. Become great at something. Give yourself the confidence that when you ask $1,000 for your program, that's going to change or impact their life in some way, right? So don't skip the steps of becoming great at something. Once you become great at something and you're selling yourself, you know, out in your gym or whatever, then say, right, fucking hell, I want to gain more income for my services. So hire guys like you, learn from you. Hire guys like me, learn from guys like me who have done it, who are doing it, and who can give you long-term impact, right? Everybody's out there now teaching you how to make a sale this week in 7 days, $3,000 sale, $2,000 sale.
Yep.
What about 6 months from now? What about 2 years from now?
Yep.
How are you going to gain that momentum? So when you wake up in the morning, you've got confidence in your business growing.
Yep.
That's something that people are not teaching you. So from there, just to run off a few more things that you want to look at next, you want to look at what do you want your business to look like? So do you want to coach people in groups, in personal environments? Do you not even want to get on calls with people and coach them through your program? Do you want to offer them access to communities? So have a look at what that looks like. Make that relevant to your audience. So for example, busy mums who want to get back into the swimwear after having a baby, maybe they want to create a community environment where they can talk and chit chat and gain familiar conversations with the struggles and the pain. Maybe you want to set that up for them. So before you start building something, look at where it's going to get to. Right? But this is one of the problems I had when I didn't look at that. I was traveling, you know, I was going to Italy, all these places, and then I had to stop my day to go and coach five clients. They go and coach five clients on Wednesday. So I was like, man, I've got coaching day. I want to go and chill out.
Yeah.
So be prepared what your commitments are. Initially, you're going to have to do the work and you're going to have to give up some of that freedom. But then later, you can start to structure that a little bit better. So where are we going next? So make sure that it's congruent with your lifestyle that you want to live. What else are we looking at? So you want to create what we call our signature program. So it's something that is your best stuff. You want to have that set out. So when everybody comes into that front door, when they leave through the back door, 99% of these people are getting predictable outcomes. So ensure that you've got that process of delivery to ensure that your prospects who are coming through your program, when they leave through the back door, they're empowered with the results that you're selling them into. So ensure that you're clear on your offer and the outcome that your program delivers. They will be my top few tips for right now.
Dude,
before you even think about selling a package.
Right. Yeah. And again, this isn't to turn people off to like getting ROI quick, but I think a lot of times personal trainers want to jump into online. I think you might agree. I'd love to hear your thoughts regardless. Because they think, oh, well, I can't have a physical location and, you know, have the lifestyle I want when I think living proof that that's not true. I had two studios and they were completely outsourced, and I was traveling to here. I used to be from Chicago. I was going to Los Angeles, all over the place, traveling the world, and it was very possible. So I think making sure you're aligned and knowing that you're doing what you want to do because you want to do it, not that you're jumping ship. Because when you jump ship, you're behaving out of scarcity. So what do you think your clients are going to feel in your emails, and how do you think they're going to react when you talk to them over the phone? It's like you just know when somebody is trying to make a sale because they think you need the program versus you need to hit your quota for the end of the month or whatever. So keeping that in mind, I think is super important because, again, if you want to do an online program, that's amazing, but you have to make sure your reasons and your heart's in the right place. Otherwise, you might have clients who, you know, kind of rally against you later or don't like what you're doing down the road. So totally, man. All right, cool. Sweet, dude. Let's see. I got one more dumb question for you, if that's totally cool.
Who is
your favorite supervillain and why?
Who's my favorite? What, sorry?
Superhero and why?
I would say James Bond, because often I pretend that I am him.
You do? I think you might be him, actually. I'm not even sure. Yeah. That's interesting. All right, cool. I've never gotten that as a reply before. Good answer. Awesome. So if I love Darren Casey, I love his awesome tattoo sleeves, I love his Fit Entrepreneur magazine, his glasses, his muscles, and I want to follow you, where can I find your stuff?
So coachdarrencasey.com, it's kind of in a transition stage. We're about to explode that site, but you can find stuff about me there, what I've been talking about. You can connect with me on facebook.com/coachdarrencasey. You can connect with me there personally. So they'd be the two places I would go to if you want to kind of get a bit more involved with who the hell I am and what I'm doing.
Awesome. Darren, thank you so much. I know it's late in the UK. You're in the UK right now, right?
Yeah, UK. So what is it now? It's, I don't even know what the time is. It's about 8 p.m., I think.
Yeah, so it's nice and late. I really appreciate you taking the time to jump on with me and so that people could watch you live and interact. I really appreciate you being here. I'll talk with you in a little bit after we wrap up the show here too. That'll be cool. So Coach Darren Casey, he's just the man. I love everything he's been doing for years. I'm really honored to have him here.
It's always great, you know. Yeah. Just one thing, just to finish up. This is why I love we're connecting with guys like you, right? They're hard to find, people who want to help you win. So when you find people, everyone watching this newsfeed, if you can find people who just, you know, help each other win, find them, cut off everybody else. Because let me tell you, it's going to make your life easier. So yeah, appreciate the good vibes, AJ.
Totally, man. Yeah, no, I 100%, like some of my closest friends now in I would say in the world are people who are like quote unquote competitions or do exactly what I do, but they're such high vibe people that they elevate me and hopefully I elevate them a little bit too. So finding your right people is invaluable. If you're around like energy sucks or life sucks or people who are just takers, like only taking all the time, I would highly recommend at least for a short amount of time, especially if you're trying to create something, just cutting them out. It's just gonna, it's a leech in your energy, and it's too valuable if you're trying to put out good stuff.
Oh yeah, those are energy vampires. You gotta cut them out, man. That's family, that's friends, that's whoever it is.
Dude, even if you have to move across the country like I did. No, that's not why I moved. But it does help to be around high vibe people. And again, some of the closest people and my friends live right around here. So the people who elevate you and help you feel big and let you know you can do it, I can't stress it enough. Being around bummers, well, it can just ruin a day. It can ruin years. So
people are going to help you win, and people who are going to be honest with you, right? From being honest with you to help you, right? Not to help them. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, people who are and people with no agenda. You know, like we're here talking. I had no agenda. I was just like, I want to talk to Darren. You know, like, and hopefully I can offer some sort of value. Like that's how I've kind of been approaching. Basically any networking, I don't network. I just try to make friends with people who are cool, and sometimes that ends up helping both of our businesses. But man, all about it. Dude, we'll have to have you come back here soon sometime. Maybe when you're done relaunching the website.
You let me know when, I'll make some time. No problem. Dude,
it'll be a midnight UK time. UK, midnight GMT, so yeah. Thank you, Darren. That's Darren Casey. You guys, if you want to follow him, coachdarrencasey.com. Thank you guys for watching AJTV episode 12 with Darren. If you like the show, why don't you just, you know, tell Facebook you like it. If you think other people should learn from people like us, share it. Go ahead and comment too, even if you just want to tell me, AJ, you wore that hat 2 days ago. That's totally cool. This has been AJTV. I will see you guys tomorrow when we interview Joel Irway on how to sell everything with webinars. Take care.